I'm spending a lot of time
on
the TikTok. The songs that are coming from TikTok. Yeah. I noticed it's there's some old ones now. Like Sandstorm has popped up on
really?
TikTok.
Really?
And there's the younger kids that think it's like a new song.
Oh.
And I was doing, you know, Breakfast Club, but
yeah.
This one is where you go, the guy shows you the moves with your feet. And it's kind of a Running Man type of dance. And then you do the same moves as that, and they dance together. And it's from 2 years ago, this song. Yeah, so this is the part where they're
yes.
like all dancing together now.
I have seen, yes, where they're like jumping and the feet are moving and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Sliding.
Yeah, it's amazing. So I tried to bust this out on Saturday. Absolutely goofy.
Leave it to the kids.
Right, but I played the song in my car when I was driving the kids.
Uh-huh.
And it's so popular that
they love it.
I saw my son's face like pop up.
Right.
When the song went on, and I knew he knew what I was.
Oh, of course.
But yeah, fascinated by this TikTok. But I am seeing a lot of songs come back from the past that the funny part is like Sandstorm is the one that is like people, these kids have never heard it.
Yes.
What if we started playing a song? If you ever imagine like your kids don't know anything about like your, like
right.
what you grew up on music wise. So if your kids are young enough, you can just start playing, like, start, and I wanted to do this to Emerson. I just wanted to play an 80s channel, and I'm never going to change anything but from the 80s channel. And I wonder if she will adapt to that.
Yeah.
As the new music, because she's pretty engaged with the music today that we play on the Vibe and stuff like that.
Yes.
But will she adapt to...
Don't Stop, well,
yeah.
yeah.
Or if I do 90s, or if I do, you know, like,
yes.
one genre, and like, this is all the new music. And then would they start to like that, like, and I trick them.
Uh-huh.
When she gets to high school, she's going to be like, oh, you know, I remember 10 years ago, I listened to a Journey.
Right.
You know, they were a new band, and there are people like, Journey? They're 40 years old.
Listen, kids...
What?
Kids are... They take in what mom and dad do.
Yeah. I remember my dad telling me that, I forget what song it was, and he told me that, and I was like, did you hear the new song, Dad? And he goes, that song's from the 60s. And I go, what? He goes, you don't know that song's from the 60s? And it was the first time I'd realized that people covered and sampled songs.
Right.
And I was young when this happened. And I go, oh, you think you know everything? And then I went back and I go, oh my God. And I started listening. I forget what the song was.
He lived it.
He lived it. And then I was listening. And I go, oh, people do cover these things. And if since then, there's been tons of them.
Gosh. So. Yeah, I get it. My mom, when I was a kid, mom had this one tape from a soundtrack from a movie, and we listened to it every day. And
oh, what tape was that?
I'm
please
trying
find
to,
out.
I'm trying to think. God, I can't remember.
Please find out.
I can't. I'll look it up.
Somebody texted, I did the same thing with my 12-year-old. She loves Bon Jovi and knows all of Bon Jovi's songs.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it could work. I could trick my kids into thinking this is like the new stuff. But I could do it to Emerson.
You definitely could.
What decade do you want me to like put her into?
Oh my, the 90s would be awesome.
What if she became like, and she asked me to take her to all these like boy band concerts.
Like, yes.
Like, so it backfired on me so much.
Right, and then you'd have to explain to her that they're not together anymore.
Yeah. Like, no, they broke up last week.
Right.
What? Yeah, sorry.
Because kids these days, they only see Britney Spears as what she is now. They had no idea how big she used to be, you know?
Somebody texted in, I did this with my 5-year-old, and she knows lyrics to Metallica's song,
Blink-182,
her favorite song, and Your Love by the Outfield, which has mine and my husband's wedding song, which was their wedding song.
The soundtrack my mom had was
please tell me.
Heard It from the Grapevine. What movie was that from?
Heard It from the Grapevine?
Heard Through the Grapevine.
That's the song.
Yeah. But I don't know what movie it's from. But that's one of the songs on the cassette that we played a lot.
That's a Marvin Gaye song. What movie would that be from?
I think it's The Big Chill is what.
She had the cassette tape?
Cassette, and she drove a gold Suburban. I do remember this. Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The gold Suburban and the cassette tape. So that's the song you were playing in the Gold Suburban?
I heard it through the grapevine, yeah.
That'd be so embarrassing.
Yes, there it is.
So you pulled up in a Gold Suburban
yeah.
to your school.
Oh, mom was blaring this.
This?
Yes.
I thought your mom was cooler than this.
And then my mom got into rap music, and I was like, what is going on here?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yep, here it is.
I mean, I like the song. You know what? This is actually a pretty cool song.
Yeah. Gosh. Brings back memories. Is this Marvin Gaye?
Yeah. It took me by
surprise. And I'd say, Mom, can we go to Chick-fil-A? And she'd be like, no.
Chick-fil-A didn't exist when you came out.
That's true.
can't believe you would pull up in a car in that.
Oh, yeah. Mom loved it. There's some other ones, and I can't remember what they were, but that was, yeah.
So you pulled up in the car in that.
Sure did.
Who did, I'm trying to, the guy that died. Oh, this guy. This was my car by experience, by the way. If you want to know the difference between how, like, you thought my, let's see, where's the song? Oh, man. My dad used to play this stuff.
In his car?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, and this is why I hid in the back of the car because, I mean, I liked her. She was great. But it was like, oh, man, this is so embarrassing.
You can't remember it?
I do. I think this is it. Let's see if this is the. Yeah, this is what I pulled up in.
Oh, was this on cassette?
I don't know if this is on the radio or cassette, but either way, it embarrassed me to the point where I hid. I put my shirt over my head and I got out like I was going to court. There'll be no strings to bind your hand. And my dad never had emotion, by the way.
But then he listens to a song like this?
Yeah, and I've always wondered what was going on in his head because no matter what song was on, it was the same stare forward when he's driving the car. Nothing made him, like, he never danced.
Right.
He never showed, like, any type of, like...
Did he ever sing along?
The only song I think he ever sang along to was I'm Getting Married in the Morning. He used to sing the song. But then I figured out it was always after... Never mind. I won't get into that one.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is the station wagon driving around town.
Just call me. Oh, yes.
Like, I'd rather... Please... I wish your mom had adopted me. I'll take Marvin Gaye.
Oh, what great memories these are bringing back.
Juice Newton. Like, I was hoping, like, somebody would just, like, kidnap me at that point. Like, when this was playing.
That's hilarious. And then you'd have to get out of the car at the drop-off lane.
I never was more excited to get out of a car in my life than when Juice Newton was blaring.
It's on Facebook at 103.3 The Vibe. What song from your childhood were you embarrassed that mom and dad loved?
The most, yeah.